Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. Today we're reading Mosiah chapter 8. So Ammon is hanging out with King Limhi. We're in the land of Nephi here. They found it. You'll remember there's a recurring theme of people from Zarahemla trying to find the land of Nephi, and people from the land of Nephi trying to find the land of Zarahemla. They always get lost. The wilderness there, apparently, is a very confusing place. We're going to see some more of that in this chapter. But Limhi has just finished telling his people, Ammon is here, we know where the land of Zarahemla is, rescue is likely now, we're going to be freed from our bondage, because we're paying 50% taxes to the Lamanites right now. So, he just finished up that speech. Let's jump right into chapter 8, verse 1. And it came to pass that after King Limhi had made an end of speaking to his people, for he spake many things unto them, and only a few of them have I written in this book, he told his people all the things concerning their brethren who were in the land of Zarahemla. And he caused that Ammon should stand up before the multitude, and rehearse unto them all that had happened unto their brethren from the time that Zenith went up out of the land, even until the time that he himself came up out of the land. And he also rehearsed unto them the last words which King Benjamin had taught them, and explained them to the people of King Limhi, so that they might understand all the words which he spake. This is interesting to me. Remember, when King Benjamin gave his farewell speech, which is now about 3 years ago, there were so many people gathered that even speaking from a tower, he couldn't make them all hear him. So he had his words written down and circulated among the people. Apparently, when Ammon and his little expedition team left to go find the land of Nephi, they took that with them, and now they're sharing it with Limhi and his people. Verse 4, and it came to pass that after he had done all this, that King Limhi dismissed the multitude, and caused that they should return everyone unto his own house. And it came to pass that he caused that the plates which contained the record of his people from the time that they left the land of Zarahemla should be brought before Ammon, that he might read them. Starting in the next chapter, we are going to get that record ourselves. We're going to have a flashback and see how we came to be in this situation where Limhi and his people are paying such egregious taxes to the Lamanites and are totally in bondage and on the brink of despair. We're not quite there yet. Verse 6. Now, as soon as Ammon had read the record, the king inquired of him to know if he could interpret languages, and Ammon told him that he could not. And the king said unto him, being grieved for the afflictions of my people, I caused that 43 of my people should take a journey into the wilderness, that thereby they might find the land of Zarahemla, that we might appeal unto our brethren to deliver us out of bondage. And they were lost in the wilderness for the space of many days. Yet they were diligent, and found not the land of Zarahemla, but returned to this land, having traveled in a land among many waters, having discovered a land which was covered with bones of men and of beasts, and was also covered with ruins of buildings of every kind, having discovered a land which had been peopled with a people who were as numerous as the hosts of Israel. And for a testimony that the things that they have said are true, they have brought 24 plates which are filled with engravings, and they are of pure gold. And behold, also they have brought breastplates, which are large, and they are of brass and of copper, and are perfectly sound. And again they have brought swords, the hilts thereof have perished, and the blades thereof were kinkered with rust. And there is no one in the land that is able to interpret the language or the engraving that are on the plates. Therefore I said unto thee, canst thou translate? And I say unto thee, knowest thou of any one that can translate? For I am desirous that these records should be translated into our language. For perhaps they will give us a knowledge of a remnant of the people who have been destroyed, from whence these records came. Or perhaps they will give us a knowledge of this very people who have been destroyed. And I am desirous to know the cause of their destruction. So, this is an important side note that isn't going to amount to much now, but will later. And has been referenced previously, too, because remember, long, long ago, Lehi and his family came out of Jerusalem, and then they split into two civilizations, the Nephites and the Lamanites, and the Nephites eventually left the homeland and settled the land of Nephi, where we are now. But things got bad there, and a couple of kings ago, a king named Mosiah took the righteous people, and they left the land of Nephi, and they found the land of Zarahemla, and people were living there. They discovered the people of Zarahemla, there they were, and they combined together to make a single civilization. And when that happened, back in the Book of Omni, there was a brief reference to the fact that the people of Zarahemla themselves, before they were discovered by Mosiah, had met this guy who was just wandering around and was the last of his people, and said they had been a great civilization, but they had been destroyed, and he was the only one left. We will later learn that that man, whose name was Coriantumr, and this people that Limhi discovered, these ruins and these bones and this catastrophic remains of some destroyed civilization, are all the same. And they were a large civilization that existed here in the Americas before Lehi and his family ever got here. And the end of their history coincided pretty closely with the time that Lehi and his family were arriving. And so that is all recorded on these 24 plates that Limhi's people found and can't read because they're in some other language. And those are going to get translated and get passed down from generation to generation. And we will finally get them near the very end of the Book of Mormon. There's a book called the Book of Ether, and that is the record of those people. But I just bring this up to mention there are lots of different groups. We now know of at least three, right? And those are just the ones that have been mentioned. And so there's a lot going on in ancient America, as it turns out, which shouldn't surprise us. Verse 13. Now Ammon said unto him, I can assuredly tell thee, O king, of a man that can translate the records, for he has wherewith that he can look, and translate all records that are of ancient date, and it is a gift from God. And the things are called interpreters, and no man can look in them except he be commanded, lest he should look for that which he ought not, and he should perish. And whosoever is commanded to look in them, the same is called seer. And behold, the king of the people who are in the land of Zarahemla is the man who is commanded to do these things, and who has this high gift from God. And the king said that a seer is greater than a prophet. And Ammon said that a seer is a revelator and a prophet also. And a gift which is greater can no man have, except he should possess the power of God, which no man can. Yet a man may have great power given him from God. But a seer can know of things which are past, and also of things which are to come. And by them shall all things be revealed, or rather shall secret things be made manifest, and hidden things shall come to light. And things which are not known shall be made known by them, and also things shall be made known by them which otherwise could not be known. Thus God has provided a means that man, through faith, might work mighty miracles. Therefore he becometh a great benefit to his fellow beings. And now when Ammon had made an end of speaking these words, the king rejoiced exceedingly, and gave thanks to God, saying, Doubtless a great mystery is contained within these plates, and these interpreters were doubtless prepared for the purpose of unfolding all such mysteries to the children of men. And how marvelous are the works of the Lord, and how long doth he suffer with his people, yea, and how blind and impenetrable are the understandings of the children of men, for they will not seek wisdom, neither do they desire she should rule over them. Yea, they are as a wild flock which fleeth from the shepherd, and scattereth, and are driven, and are devoured by the beasts of the forest. Limhi, quite understandably, doesn't have a very high opinion of human nature. His viewpoint, we see last chapter in his speech to his people, and now in his response to Ammon, is that God is good, and people are just ridiculous and always wandering off and getting lost. But we will come to understand why that is, starting in the next chapter, where we will flashback and get a look at the record of these people who have been in the land of Nephi.